ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Nida Daf Lamed Beis. We'll start the Shia with the new Perek of year, the fourth Perek, Benois Kutim. With the Mishnah at the end of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah tells us a halacha, Benois Kutim Nidois Me'arisosom. The Kutim, these are the female Kutim, on Nidois Me'arisosom, mid Rabbonon they have a halacha, that they have a Tumas Nida already Me'arisosom straight away when they're born, they have this Tumah mid Rabbonon, the Benois Kutim. Now we will see in the Gemara later on, in Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, that in order to have this Tumah the Gemara discusses, this is built with the shitta of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds chashinon lemiuta. And because we are chishish for the mute, and there is a possibility that someone should see dam straight away already b'shas later, the Gemara brings a few stories down, that this happened already in the Gemara Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, says the Gemara this is a dovash chiyach, therefore Rabbi Meir is chashinon lemiuta, Rabbi Meir is chishish for the mute of these people who are going to see dam, these females are going to see dam straight away, the tinuika is when they're born, and therefore we have to be chushish for this mute, horoyo is dam. Explains the Gemara, that Bnei Yisrael, they know the halacha of the pasuk later on, the Isha, tells us that the tumas dam is already from the beginning, there's already a tumas nida, from the first rega, that lidi, that this tinuika is born, has already a tumas nida. The Kutim on a makpid on this drosha, which is not mafurish in the Torah, and therefore they hold that the tumah of nida is only later on, only when they become gdolos. Therefore, since we are chushish that maybe one of these kutos already saw dam straight away, me'arisoson, Chazal came along and made a tumah of benois kutim and a nida is me'arisoson because they themselves are not makpid on the tumah until they turn 12 years old when they become gdolos. This is how the Gemara explains the Takona Midrabonon and the Tumah of our Mishnah. Now Tosfos points out later on in Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, the Ramaschel Meir, that besides the fact that we have to say the Mishnah is Shitas a Meir who holds a Chayshinon Lemiyuta, because according to the Rabbonon that they go after the Roiv, then most people do not see a dam right at the beginning, therefore there's no Sibba to be Choshesh at all for this Tumas dam. But besides the Meir's Shitta, we have to have another din also, that these Kutim had a halacha of Geri Emes, we consider them true Gerus that they did originally, and therefore their dam is Tomei, just like the dam of Bnei Yisrael, the dam is Metamei. Because if we're going to consider the Gerim, the Gerus which the Kutim did as Geri Aroyo is saying, like the Machlokes in the Gemara, in the beginning of Chulin, if we hold that Kutim are only Geri Aroyo is, then it comes out that api alocha, we consider them goyim, lechol dovo, and therefore the alocha should be that the dam is not metame, because as we know that only the tumah of Bnei Yisrael, the dam, have tumah, but there's no tumah on the dam of goyis, and therefore there should be no reason over here, we should be choshesh lemiyuta to their dam which they're going to see, because even if it did happen that they saw dam right at the beginning, this is not sibah, this is not a reason to say that they should be tomei because they have aloch of goyis. And therefore it comes out that in order to have the gzeira in our Mishnah, we need two things. We need to have shitas remeir who holds chashin on the miyuta, and besides that, we have to also consider them geirei emes that they have aloch that the dam is metame. All the rishonim over here discuss that lechira, if we look in the Gemara in Shabbos in Tezayin Amid Beis, we find a stira that l'choyer over there, it seems in the Gemara, this din of the Mishnah benois kutim, or nido is me'ar yisrosan, they have a aloch of tumma mid'rabonon, the Gemara over there is mashma, that this is actually considered one of the yudches dover, which the Gemara says over there in Shabbos, everyone agrees to these yudches, these 18 gzeres, which were made on that day, and mentioned in the Gemara in Shabbos, over there in Daf Tezayin. Memela asks Tosas later on, the Ramban, the Ritva, another Tosas Rosh over here. L'chayra, this is a stira between our Gemara and the Gemara in Shabbos, because as we said in the Gemara, Shabbos is mashma, that this takona and this din tumah midrabanan is agreed upon, everyone agrees to the yudches dovo, and therefore it would seem that this tumah everyone agrees to, whereas according to our Gemara, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is only shittas v'meir, and more so, like Tosfos said, it only goes if we hold that kutim or geir emes, if we hold that kutim geir arioi, saying there should be no sibah, no reason why we should go and say that it should be a tumah midrabanan, l'chayra this does not work with the pashtus of the Gemara in Shabbos, which would seem that this din of the Mishnah is a din muskem, everyone agrees to this takona midrabanon that b'nois kutin on nidah is maris also. Therefore, explains Tosfos a very sadistic point over here, understanding the whole sugya, that b'emes, this takona, everyone agrees that there was a takona that b'nois kutin on nidah is maris also. The only machloikus is only on the reason behind the takona. Why Chazal were misaken amid the gezeria that these benois kutim have a halacha of nidois of a tumas nidah mid rabbanon? Straight away when they're born, me'ar yisrosan, they already have this tumah. Says Tosfos, the Gemara over there in Shabbos says that everyone agrees to this din, even if we're going to hold that geri aroyah is saying, and even if we're going to not agree to Yemeah, we hold normally have to go after the roiv. But there's still a reason why Chazal said that it's a gezeria that they're tome because of timua, which means that we want to go and distance ourselves, the Bnei Yisrael should be distanced from the Kutim, they shouldn't come to Yilmedu Mimaseyem, Shelo Yilmedu Mimaseyem, they shouldn't learn from their ways. Therefore Chazal made a tumah on their young children straight away, in order that it should be a distance, and they shouldn't come to Timua to come and get mixed up, and mixed with the Kutim, and therefore will come to learn from the ways of the Kutim. Memela, this is the reason why everyone agrees to this tumah that they placed on these kutim, these benois kutim, or nidois maris also. And Tosfos explains that this is based also on the fact that it could be possible that they saw dam, even though the dam is actually not metame according to the man, the Omar Geiri Arioi is saying, and even though it's only a miut, but since there is a possibility, therefore it is not chuchavit, lula, it doesn't look like a joke to go and say that Chazal should go consider these young girls already me'ar yisrosan, they should consider the tumeo is nida, because it is possible for them to have a damn nida, like the Gemara says later on, there were some stories which already happened, such kind of mises that nida is me'ar yisrosan. Memela says Tosfos, it comes out that everyone agrees over here to this gzeria. The Gemara by us who explain, and the Gemara is matriach, and over here is madchik, and says our Mishnah is only the shit of a mayor who holds chashin on the miyuta, l'chayra. Why doesn't the Gemara not say that over here the Mishnah is l'kula alma because of this new gzeya of timua? Explains Tosfos, because in the lotion of our Mishnah, it seems very clearly that the reason why they are tomei is got to do with the dam that they see. Because the Mishnah continues on, that the reason the kutim, they themselves are boyale nidois, the Noshim al Yoshvois al Kondam Vedam, any dam they see, even Dam Yorik, and therefore this mixes up the whole cycle of the Cheshboinois of Dam Nidois and Dam Zivois, like the Mishnah explains with Rashi. Memela, this is the reason why even the Kutim also Tomei, because of the din of Boyali Nidois. Memela says Tosfos, it seems clear over here in the Mishnah that there is a tumor over here on these Noshim because of the dam that they see, and therefore this is a Hechrich that our Mishnah considers these Kutim Geiri Emes, and therefore their dam is actually Tomei, because if there'll be Geiri Arioyis, there'll be no tumor on their dam, like we explained, they have a loch of Goyis. And Memela, it seems the Mishnah holds that the tumor of the Reisha also, the din of Benois Kutim already may arisosa on their Tomei is because of the dam they see, and this is only with the shit of Ermeya, because Chayshin on the Miyuta, and they do not hold of the Drosha of Ve'isha to say that they're Tomei already from the beginning. Memela, this is the reason why the Gemara holds that this is the Pshat in the Tana of our Mishnah, which is Shittas Ermeya, even though, as Tosfos says from the Gemara in Shabbos, it is Muskem, everyone agrees to this Ike Alocha, but for a different reason, because of the Gzeira of Timua, or, and in order that we shouldn't come to learn from their ways of the Kutim, Shelo Yilmedu Mimaseyem. Now, Be'emes, the Rambam, It's interesting, the Rambam in Mishkav and Moishav in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, he only brings down the idea of Tumah that we find by Goyim, which we'll see later on. There's a Tumah also for the Goyim, not just for the Kutim, but real Goyim also have a Tumah, even though it is not as Chumradik, there's only Tumah later on, once they turn 3 years old. But Al-Kaponim, the Rambam, only brings down this Tumah, and he doesn't bring down at all the Tumah over here, which is mentioned in our Mishnah, which, as we said, from the Rishonim, is one of Yud Ches Dovor, that the Benois Kutim are already Nidoyis Me'arisosom. The Rambam misses this out, and our whole Gemara is Mavuras, the Mishnah, that we have over here, Alocha, Benois Kutim, Nidoyis Me'arisosom. Says the Pischei Nido over here in his Sefer, B'Shein Radvaz, that it could be the reason why the Rambam holds that we do not paskin like our Mishnah, is because the Rambam will disagree with Tosfos, who explains, another Rishonim, as we mentioned, they hold that the din of the Mishnah is Muskem, everyone agrees. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds that this din of our Mishnah is only with the Shita of Remeir, and since La Locha we don't pass like Remeir, we hold it go after Roiv. Therefore, there's no reason over here why Chazal were misaking any Gzeria Tumah on the Benois Nidois or Benois Kutim, and therefore the Rambam misses out our Mishnah because he holds Be'emes, not like the other Rishonim that he holds, the Rambam could be holds. The din of our Mishnah is only with the Shita of Remeir, and Be'emes we have to understand L'Choyer from the Gemara in Shabbos, which would seem that everyone agrees to this Halacha. Very similar idea, says the Chofetz Chaim over here, in his Sefer Likutei Halacha, it's in the Mishpat or his Aleph, he says that it could be the Rambam Paskins like Geir Yaroya is saying, and therefore he holds that the whole Tumas Dam over here in our Mishnah is only, as we said, according to the Mandor Omar, Geir Emes, that we consider the Geirus, a valid Geirus. They have a loch of Yidden, and therefore they have a Tumah of Dam, whereas the Rambam Paskins Geri Aryoyos is saying the Geriyos is not considered valid, therefore they have a loch of Goyos, so there's no need at all for this Gezeria of the Mishnah, and therefore the Rambam misses out the Halacha, the din of the Mishnah. Now, as we said, the Pashtus of the Gemara in Shabbos is that this is one of the Yud Ches Tovor, but the Rambam already mentions over here that it could be these are the Girsois over there in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Shabbos, and there is some Gemaras who do not have this Gezeria of our Mishnah part of the Yud Ches. It is not considered one of the 18 Gezeris made on that day, and therefore, the Ramban says it could be possible to say that our Mishnah is only Remeir, and it is not Be'emes, one of the Yud Ches Tovor. This seems the way that Achrini want to explain the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam does not mention anywhere in Yad HaChazokah the Tumah over here on our Mishnah. Now, Be'emes, if you look in the Rambam in the Pirsha Mishnais, it would seem a different reason why the Rambam missed out, because the Rambam over here explains that even though originally there was a Gezeria on the Kutim, but this was only B'shas in the time when there was such a cat, such a kvutza, such a people called the Kutim. Whereas nowadays, says the Rambam, Bizman Azeh, even the Kutim have a aloch of Goyim Gemurim, says the Rambam. They all turned into Goyim Gemurim, like it's Mavur in the Gemara in Chulin Hei Amad Aleph, says the Rambam in Chidush, that they actually turned into Goyim even the Kula. Even though they, of course, themselves remain Yidden because their Gerus was a good Gerus, if we hold that Geria Emesain, but Lemaisa La'alocha, we consider them Goyim Gemurim, they act like Goyim, and therefore, says the Rambam, even Lekula, it is Poka, the Alocha, which is the Gzeria we made originally, and we said that there's a Tumor on their Dam, which they see, and even on the Miut of Dam, because of Emer, Chashin Lemiuta, but this was only in the time when they were Kutim, and they consider themselves half Jews, at least not Goyim Gemurim, whereas nowadays they consider themselves Goyim Gemurim, we do not have at all this cat of Kutim. Memeila, the Rambam holds that now we do not have the Gzeria anymore of Bnei's Kutim, and therefore the Rambam in Mishkav and Moshav in Perek Beis over there, Halacha Yud, he only brings down the Tumah which we have by Goyim. This is explained also later on in the Pischei Nida, in Daf Nun Vov Amid Aleph, that it seems in the Rambam a Chidush, that it can be mafkia later on in time, there could be poka, the halocha, and the gzeira, because they turned into goyim, even lekula. This is what seems like the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnayis. So this could be maybe the reason why the Rambam, la halocha, does not bring down the din of our Mishnah. Now, Be'emes is another interesting point over here discussed in Tosfos and other Rishonim. As we mentioned, the din of our Mishnah, the Gemara explains, it's mashma in the Loshon of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is a shit of Remeir. We do not go after Roiv, and therefore there's a Tumah on this dam, which the Tinoikos, they see straight away sometimes, therefore there's a Tumah on them, and Chashin on the Miyuta. Says Tosfos, according to Remeir, why should we say that there's a new Gzeir, which as we mentioned in the Pashtus of the Gemara in Shabbos, it seems that this is one of the Yud Ches Tovah, which seems that this is a din muskim lekula alma. Everyone agrees, both Remeya and the Rabbonon, they hold that there's a gzeria of Yud Ches Tovah telling us this halacha of the Mishnah that is a tumah mi'arisoson. Says Tosfos, lechayra, according to Remeya's shita, why do we need a new gzeria? We don't need any new reason to be goyzer or tumah on them. Anyway, they're tomei because of this halacha of chashin olam miyuta, and adds on Tosfos that this din is not even a din midrabanon, it's a din min ha-Torah. Remeya holds chashin olam miyuta. It's a chidush by us in Tosfos over here in the long Tosfos in Nida Lamed Beis Amid Aleph that Tosfos takes on that the shit of Remeya of chashin olam miyuta is actually a chashash de'oraisa. Tosfos discusses this in few places in Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Tosfos over there also takes on that it is Issa Doraisa, Tosfos in other places in Chulin, in Pehei Omed Aleph. Tosfos says maybe it's only Midr Abonon, but Al Koponim says Tosfos, this din is a halacha which Remeya always holds the Chashin on the Miyuta. So why do we need to have a new gzeira over here to be mesakein that the tumor, there's a tumor over here of Benoiz Kutin that the Nido is Mary Salsa on the Chiria? This is always the din of Remeya that we have a halacha of Chashin on the Miyuta. Memeila comes out that the Chiria, the Gemara in Shabbos, is not working with the shita of Remeya because according to Remeya there's no need to have another gzeira that should be included in the Yud Ches Dovah. Memeila answers Tosfos by us that Bemis, even though it would seem in our Gemara that the halacha of Remeya of Chashin on the Miyuta would be enough to say that there should be a tumor over here mid Rabbonon, but says Tosfos that Bemis, it is not enough over here because we also have a chazoka that this person who's born, this tinoikas, this young girl who was born, Miss Thomas says Tosfos, the first rega, she didn't see a dam, and she only saw after a bit, and therefore she has a cheskas tire to say that she is Torah, and she actually did not see any dam yet, and therefore there's also a chazok over here to tell us that she's Torah. And in the case of a chazoka, we have the klal even according to Remeya, smoich miuta lechazoka, we place the miut together with the chazoka, and therefore, the halacha should be that mi'ika adin, according to Remeya also, we should say that these benoit kutim are not tomei, and only because of this gzeira of Yud Ches Dovah, Remeya holds that they're tomei. Even though Remeya's reasoning is because of the chashin on the miyuta, according to the Rabbanon, as we said, they have a different reason because of timua, that we want to distance ourselves from them. But Al Koponim, even according to Remeya, we need a gzeira, and it is not enough for the klal of chashin on the miyuta always, because over here we have a cheskas tayre together with this roiv to say that she is Torah. Over here in the Tosfos HaRosh, it's very interesting, when he brings down this halacha, it says in the Tosfos HaRosh, according to the Remeya, there's no need to have a gzeira, and the Remeya's halacha over here is mi'ika hadin, the Remeya holds chashin on the miyuta, even though it seems in the Gemara in Shabbos, at Yud Ches Tovah, that this is also shita of Remeya, says the Tosfos HaRosh, because it could be originally, we didn't know that the kutim are not makpid on the dam, if they see dam when the ktanois, before they turn in bas mitzvah, we didn't know that the kutim are not makpid, and afterwards when Chazal saw that the kutim are not makpid, therefore they were misakin into the Yud Ches Dovah to tell us that we should know that the kutim are not makpid, and therefore midina, meika adin, Remeya says that we have to have this tumor on these young girls of the kutim because of this din. Memeila says that Tosfos HaRosh actually comes out that there's no real new gzeira over here according to Remeya, because once we know that the kutim are not makpid on their dam until they turn bas mitzvah, Memeila, we automatically have a gzeira because of this din of chashin on the miyuta, which as we said, it could be even a deraisa de galocha. This is how the Tosfos HaRosh over here explains, the Ramban, the Ritva also, they discuss whether the din of our Mishnah is according to Remeya a gzeira, or it's meika din because of the halacha of chashin on the miyuta. So Memeila comes out to summarize over here that Pashtus, the din of our Mishnah, everyone agrees, and Pashtus, even the Rambam's also this way, that everyone agrees to this din of the Mishnah, like it's Mashma and the Gemara Shabbos. The Rishonim explained that the other Deos over here, Ogre on Remeya, the reason is because of the gzeira of Timua, and according to Remeya, we have to know if this is actually a gzeira, a new gzeira, because over here we have a chazaka, like Tosfos Svara, or like the Tosfos HaRosh, and other Rishonim explain that over here Remeya Bemis is not a new gzeira, this is his halacha always, of chashin on the miyuta, because they are not makpid on the dam of the ketanus. Now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, over there we find and also a tumah de rabbanon, which we mentioned before from the Rambam. This tumah de rabbanon we find over there in the Gemara by every single goya as halacha of this tumah de rabbanon, says the Gemara over there that this tumah is from when they turn 3 years old. Once they're 3 years old and they're ready, Then we have this Tumah Midrabbanon, and the Gemara over there explains that the reason why the Tumah of the dam of a Goya is Metame, even though there's actually no Tumah on the dam because it's only a Tumah of Bnei Yisrael, the reason is because of the Gzeiras Timua, which we mentioned just now from the Rishonim by Kutim also, we want to distance ourselves from the Goyim that it shouldn't come to the Matzav of Isboilalus, and therefore we made this Takonah, the Chazal over there in Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, they made the Takonah, that there's a Tumah by all the Goyos, but over there we find that the tumor is actually only when they turn 3 years old. Now the Rishonim already asked that Bishleim according to Remeir, that the Gemara explains over here the reason why we have a gzeira by the Kutim is because of the Cheshash, maybe the Sidam. Therefore, the reason we understand very well why the Kutim already nido is Me'ari Soson, because we have a Cheshash that maybe they saw Dam straight away, and therefore there's a tumor over here which we have to be Cheshash for because of the din of Chashin on the Miyuta. Whereas by the Goyim, the Gzeria is because of Timua. Therefore, the Gzeria was only once they turn into the man, when the Ruya is Labia, when there's a Chashash, that there might be already a Matzav of Isboilalus, that he might come to marry Jew, the Bnei Yisrael, and therefore, there's a Gzeria only by the by Goyim, is only from Benois Gimel, when the Ruya is Labia. But if we're going to say, like it's Mashma Nigmar Shabbos, everyone agrees to our Gzeria, and the reason is because of Timua, then why actually do we find that this Gzeira is by the Kutim already Me'ari Soson, whereas when it comes to discuss the Dam of the Goyim, they are only Tomei when they're 3 years old. L'chayra, the Svar should be the other way around, that we should be more Makpid. By the Goyim, there's more of a Akpoda, that we shouldn't mix with the Goyim. Why by the Kutim do we find that we're more stringent on the Gzeira, already Me'ari Soson, they become Tomei? Explains Tosfos, another Rishonim over here also, that the reason is because actually the Svar is the other way around, and the Kutim, because they are actually similar a bit to the Anhogas of the Yisrael, because they do a bit of mitzvahs, therefore there's more of a Chashash Timua that will get mixed up, whereas by the Goyim, there's only a Chashash only from when they're 3 years old, and therefore even though the Goyim are much worse off, they're Goyim Gemurim, and the Kutim are Alocha, according to Yemei Al-Kaponim of Geir Emes, but there's more of a Chashash that will come to Lilmudum Mimaseim, they'll learn already from the ways of the Kutim. Therefore, by the Kutim, the Chazal found it necessary to go and make a Gzeria of a Tumah Derabanan straight away, Nido Yismiari Soson, even though both of the Gzerias are Be'emes because of Timua, if we don't hold the Remeir Chashash of Chashin on the Miyuta. Now, the Gemara over here in Lamed Aleph from its base, when the Gemara discusses originally the Gzeria of our Mishnah, says the Gemara Heichadomi. Either Kochazion, if we're discussing a case where these Benois Kutin actually saw already Dam, says the Gemara, Philididonami, there's no new din by the Kutim, even by us also, the Bnei Yisrael, there's already a tumor straight away, like the Gemara learns from the Isha, that there's a tumor already by Ketanus. V'ida loy chazion, did hunami lo, if they didn't see any dam, then why should we make them tummy? Omar Rover, Breda Vacher, Barav Huna, Omar Rav Sheshes, Hoche b'mayoskinon, b'stoma. Over here we're discussing a case of stoma, we do not know whether they saw dam, they didn't see dam. And says the Gemara, the Kivan Deka Miyuta, the Chazion Chashinon, because of the Shita of Emeah of Chashinon and Miyuta. In the Pashtus of the Gemara, it seems on the Pashtus of the Gemara only answers that the whole din of our Mishnah is only discussing a case of Bistoma, where we do not know whether they saw Dam or didn't see Dam. Over there we have a Gzeria of our Mishnah, Benu Iskutim, or Nido Ismeari Sosan. But what will happen in a case where we know Vadai, that there was no dam at all ever seen by this Kutoi, by this young girl who was born to the Kutois, then the halacha would be that she's actually not Tomei and she's not included in this Gzeria of Benois Kutim, Nido Ismari Soson. Because, as the Gemara explains, the only reason is Chashin on the Miyuta. Because this is a Gzeria, it could be even, it's not even a Gzeria, like we said, from the Tosfos Rosh according to Remeir, this is the real din of Remeir of Chashin on the Miyuta, or according to Tosfos, it's a new Gzeria, but everything is built on the Chashash, that maybe she actually saw Dam and she's not Makpid on the Dam until she becomes a Gedoila. But in a case where we know definitely she didn't see any dam, there's no reason why she should be included in the Gzeira of the Mishnah of Benois Kutim, and therefore this is the Loshon of the Gemara that the Takona was actually given only Bistoma. In a case where we don't know whether she did see or she didn't see, we have to be Choshesh that maybe she saw. But if we know definitely that she didn't see at all, then there's no Gzeira at all, because the only reason why she's Tomei is only because of the Chashash of Dam. But says the Chazanish in Yeridei and Simen Kuf Yutes in Nois Aleph, and Be'emes HaTosfos and Sarosh Ba'os is also Mavur like this, Mefurish, at the end of his words, says the Chazanish, that this is only with the Svar of Remeir, Bas we said from other Rishonim, everyone agrees to this Gezeria of Benoit Kutim, Nidois Marisoson, and the reason why the Tanoim also agree to this Yudches Dovo is because of the Gezeria of Timua, that we made the Gezeria of Tumah, we shall learn from the Kutim. Therefore, says the Chazanish, according to this Svara, it has nothing got to do with the Dam that you see. And therefore, even in a case where we have a Tinoikus, we have a girl who we know Vadai didn't see any Dam, is also going to be Tomei because of this Gezeria of the Yudches Dovo, because of the Gezeria of Timua, even though it is based on the idea of seeing Dam, like it's possible to see, otherwise it would be a Chukha or Tulula. But says the Chazanish, this is not the reason of the Gzeria, the reason is because of Timua. And therefore, even in the case where we know Vadai, she didn't see any Dam, there's also a Gzeria of the Yudches Dovo, and this is Be'emes Chumra, which comes out from the other Tanoi more than Yermea, because according to Yermea, it's only because of the Chashash Re'ia, and therefore only Bistoma there's a Gzeria, whereas according to the other Tanoi, there's actually a Gzeria, even in the case where we know Vadai, she didn't see any Dam, this is a very big Nafkemina, in the Gzeria, Benes Kutim Nidois Marisoson, which is a Kula, according to Shittas Yermea, which is a Tan of our Mishnah, whereas everyone else holds that she's going to be Tomei, even in a case where she Vadai didn't see any Dam at all because of this Gzeria of Timua. Now we'll just finish off that there is actually another Nafkemina between the Gzeria of the Benois Kutim according to the other Tanoim because of Timua, whereas according to Yermea, the Chashash is only because of the Chashash Yu'ir. And this is pointed out by the Marshal already on the first Toisvus in Benois Kutim. And the Tosfos already is Mavua, like the Mashal explains, Mariam also discusses this in Rashi, in the Mishnah, that Be'emes, it seems like in the Mishnah, that the din of Benois Kutim on Nidois Marisoson, they have this Gzeira already from when they're born, that they're Tomei, this only continues on until they become Gdoilois. Once they're Gdoilois, then they're already Makpid on their Dam, and therefore there's no reason anymore, Chazal should say, that they are, remain with this Tumma de Rabbonon of Nidois Marisoson. The reason why they have a tumah later on, and as we see, even the men also have a tumah of boyali nidois, this is like the Mishnah explains, because they know Shvaisal called dam v'dam. Since there's another problem about the kutois, that they on makpid on dam yorik also, which causes a big mikshoin and a big problem, because automatically the cycle of the dam nidois and the dam zivois are going to be different. Therefore, they have a locha boyali nidois padig doilois. Explains Toisvus on the Marshal, in the first Toisvus, that comes out that this is all according to the Shita of Remeir. Remeir explains that the reason why the Ketanois are Tomei is only because of the Chashash, that maybe they saw Dam, so this only applies to the Ketanois. Once we come to the Gdoilois, this first Gzeria goes away, and there's no Gzeria anymore of Nidois Mari Soson. And the reason why the Gdoilois are Tomei, and so too the Boyali Nidois, are also only because of this new idea that Hinyoshvays are called Dam Vedam, like it says in the Mishnah. Whereas if we're going to say that there's a new Gzeria of Timua, and the reason why Chazal said this is one of the Yudches Dovo, the reason why the Ketanois already Mari Soson, from when they're born they are Tomei, is not because of the Chashash that maybe they saw Dam, but because of this new Gzeira of Timua that we want to go and distance ourselves from them. Therefore, says Toisvus Namashor, explains, then this Gzeira Be'emes applies even when the Gdoilus also, maybe even more so, when the Gdoilus we should have this Gzeira, and therefore we do not need to come on to this new din of a new Shvetzal called Dam V'Dam. We have a Gzeira Midrabonon, that the Tomei Vada Midrabonon, because of this Gzeira which continues on, of Benois Kutim Nidois Me'ari Soson. Mamele comes out that there's not enough Gemina, besides what we discussed till now in the case where we know Vadai, that they didn't see any Dam, there's another Nafkemina whether this Gezeria continues on when the Gdoilois, who it only applies to them when the Ketanois, and only later on the Tomei Misofik, like the Mishnah says, because of the Hinyoshvis are called Dam Vedam. Now before we move over onto the Gemara, further down the Laflamet base, there's just one more point over here. Yesedus Tiga Machlekes Yishonim, in the Ikedin of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah tells us a halacha in the Sefer about the Sofik Dam of the Benois Kutim. The Mishnah says that the Boyale, the Kutim themselves, are Metamim, Mishkav, Tachtoin, Ke'elyoin, which we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem later on in Daflamet Gimel, Barichos, the different Shittas of the Rishonim, exactly the Tumah of Mishkav, Tachtoin, Ke'elyoin. But then the Mishnah continues on that this Tumas Dam is actually a Sofik, since the Yoishvois are called Dam V'Dam. Therefore, in Chayovin Aleyen, Albias Mikdosh, because this dam is only a Sofik, therefore there's no Chiyuv if he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, even though normally it's Chayiv Koris if he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, but over here in Chayovin Aleihen Al Bias Mikdosh. Now there is a Machlokes over here in Yerushalayim to teach the exact translation over here on the Din of the Mishnah What is the Mishnah teaching us in Chayovin Alehen? Rashi explains that the Mishnah is actually referring to the begodim, the clothes which they're wearing, and they became tomei because of the tumah which they received because of the halacha of the Bo'i Alei Nidois, because of this sofik dam from the Benois Kutim. And explains Rashi that be'emes, these clothes are now actually tomei, but we're not going to be chayev because of the halacha of machnis tumah lemikdosh, he's actually bringing tumah into the Beis HaMikdosh, because over here the tumah's dam is only a sofik, and therefore he's not going to be chayev a korban. This Rashi explains over here the Mishnah of Ein Chayovin Alehen is referring to the clothes which became Tomei, and normally there'll be a Tumah and an Issa and a Chiyuv Korbin in Fis B'Shoigeg of Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh, he's bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdosh, and over here it is only a Sofik and therefore he's not Chayiv a Korbin. Now the Achrinim over here point out that this Rashi is very Shveh, the Tosfos Yom Tov already over here in the Mishnah in Perek Daled Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah of the Melech is Ma'irich in Ilchus Bias Mikdosh in Perek Gimel Aloch Yud Zayin, and they ask that if we look in the sugya at the end of Erevin, Kufdaled Omid Beis, over there the Gemara discusses the Issa of Machnis Tomei LeMikdosh, besides for the person who's Tomei is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdosh and is Chayiv Koreis, is also a Issa to be Machnis Tomei to the Beis HaMikdosh, to go and bring in something which became Tomei, an article of clothing which became Tomei, there's a Issa to be Machnis Tomei LeMikdosh. Now it's very clear over there in the Gemara that there's no Chiyuv Koreis if someone does so, if someone's Machnis Tomei LeMikdosh, the Din Koreis and the Din Korban, B'Shoigeg, is only referring to a person who became Tomei, he is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdosh, but a clothes and something which became Tomei, the halacha is that the Machnis Tomei LeMikdosh doesn't have any Chiyuv Korban. Memela, they ask over here on the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains in Chayovin Alehen is referring to the clothes, L'chaya, the whole Issa is only a Issa of Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh, which anyway doesn't have any Korban and doesn't have any Chivas Koris, even if it will be a Vadai Tumas Dam, L'chaya, this could not be the Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Mishnah tells us there's no Chivas Korban only because of the Tumas Sofik. And the Mela, the Tosfos Yom Tov of here says that L'chaya is Mavur in our Rashi, a big Chidush, that Rashi actually holds that even though the Gemara in the Erevin over there is Mashma, that there's no Koris, but there's actually a Machlokes, and it could be, it's Machlokes, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, in the Toras Koyanim, in the beginning of Parshas Achrimois, in Parshas Aches, over there, it could be there's a Manda Oma, who holds that Be'emes, even a Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh, is also going to be Chayiv Koris, and therefore Shoigeg is going to be Chayiv Korban. This could be how Rashi learns the Tana of our Mishnah, a Meridig Echidush, that there's a Chiyuv Koris and Korban, even on someone who brings in Tumah, even though the person himself is not Tomei. And explains that Tosfos Yom Tov over here, the person himself could not become Tomei through the clothes. The clothes are only originally Tumah, which is not enough to go meet Metame, the person himself, and therefore the only Issa which we can be discussing over here, like Rashi explains, is referring to the clothes themselves, which L'chayra Uni Avadin or Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh would seem a Meridig Echidush, that Rashi should hold that Be'emes is a Tzad, there's a Mandoma, that there's a Chiyuv Korbin and Koris, even on Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh. We do find Be'emes Leloshen of Rashi over there in Erevin also would seem that there's such a Tzad to say that there's a Chiyuv Koris, which could be this Mandoma, like the Tosfos Yom Tov over here explains, even though others, the Rishash over here points out that it's not Muchach to learn the Pshat in the Tiryas Koyan in this way, and it's a big Chidush to say that Be'emes there's a Mandoma world that is a Chiyuv Korbin. Says the Tosfos Yom Tov, that L'chaya, if we take on the Pashtas in the Mishnah in Erevin, the Gemara over there in Kuvdala Domit Beis, that the din of Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh never has any Chuyvas Koris and a Korban, that we have to learn over here the Mishnah is not actually referring to the Korban, it is referring to the Malkus, which the Gemara over there says Loika. Therefore there's an Issa of Malkus as a Lav, which would normally get Malkus if it would be a Tumas Vadai, and over here, since it's only a Tumas Sofik, there's not going to be any Chiyuv Malkus, even though there's no ever a Chivas Korban, not like Rashi explains over here, the Nidin over here, the Mishnah, about the Chivas Korban. Now the Tosfos Yom Tov himself, and also the Mishnah of the Melech, they ask on the Rambam over there in Bias Mikdosh, in Perek Gimel Aloch Yud Zayin says, that the Malkus mentioned over there in the Gemara in Erevin is actually only Malkus Mardus Midrabonon. There's not even a Lav Min HaTorah to be Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh. Memeila says the Tosfos Yom Tov, according to the Rambam, we cannot learn the Mishnah over here that we're discussing Malkus, because never there's a Chiyuv Malkus min atoyer, even if it'll be a tumas vadai, we have to say that toisin omtev to be matche, that over here we're discussing makas mardis de rabbonon. This is what it means in chayovin, that there's no chiyuv of makas mardis mid rabbonon, even though normally if it'll be a tumas vadai, there'll actually be a chiyuv malkes min atoyer. Now, b'emes, the kash on the Rambam is already asked over here by the Rishonim, the Chidush Ha'aryan already asks that in here in the Mishnah is mefurish, that in Chayovin Alein there seems to be a chiyuv d'oraisa on machris tumah lemikdash, which would seem that this is a issa d'oraisa, not like the Rambam who says that the only malchus which we get is only midrabbonon, the din of makas maridis. The Mishnah Melech suggests that maybe it could be the Rambam can learn that the Mishnah over here, the din of in Chayovin Alein is actually not referring to the tumah on the begodim, which is a continuation from the Mishnah, but it's going back onto the Reisha, onto the first din of the Mishnah, which the Mishnah discusses the Mishkav of the Nidah herself, and therefore the Halacha would be normally by a normal Moishav and a Mishkav of a Nidah, which is actually a Ava Tumah. Over there could be there is a Chiyuv if you go and take in this din, which is a Ava Tumah, this Tumah, into the Beis HaMikdosh. And the only case where there's machlokes, which we're discussing, is always in a case where it's only a Rishon in the Tumah. But over here, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where if she'll be a Nidah Vadai, then the Tumah actually will be a Ava Tumah, then the Mishnah tells us that over here we're not in Chayovin Alein, because it is only a Tumah Sofik. This is the way the Mishnah Melech wants to learn the Mishnah, it's going back onto the Reisha. Another Pshat says the Chidush Ha'aryan, he says that maybe the Mishnah over here is not actually referring at all to the clothes, but it's discussing the person himself, the Kuti himself who became a Rishon, and even though normally a Rishon is Chayiv Koris, over here it is only a Tumah Sofik, and therefore he's not Chayiv, the Loshon in Chayovin Aleihen would mean that the Kuti himself is not Chayiv because of the Benoit Kutim, and it's not referring to their Begodim, which Rashi explains over here, which is only a Tumah of Machnis Tumah LeMikdosh. Namela, we have over here a machlokes, a big chiddush in Rashi lechere, that machnis tumah lemikdosh is chayiv korban. The Rambam seems to say that there's no even a chiyuv korban, and not even a chiyuv malchus min atoyer, therefore we have to learn the Mishnah as makas maridis, or it is going back onto the Reisha, in the case of the Moishav, on the Mishkov of the Nidah, or like the Chidush Ha'aryan learns a new pshat in the Mishnah, that we're discussing over here, the person himself, and not at all the clothes of Ein Chayovin Alein, like Rashi learns pshat in the Mishnah. Now moving further on into the sugya, over here the Gemara brings down three stories which happened already, that hitpilua koidim le'imo, the tenoikas, the young girl already saw dam, and they did the maisa tvila to be metahir, this young girl already before the mother, says the Gemara three times this took place, three different stories, and the Gemara discusses what was the necessity to be metahir, the young girl in the case where it was in chutz laretz, because the halacha is that there's no issa at all to be metame truma b'chutzla, it's been a gear, it is only issa achila, and l'chira over here, this young girl was not, she was just born, there's no relevance to the maisa achila, l'chira only to the negia, l'chira what should be the issa over here, that there's no tumor by negia in truma's chutzla. It says a Gemara, and this brings us into the sugya of sicha kishtia, which is very discussed over here, and you're showing very lot to the barichas, the dinim of Sicha Kishtia. Says the Gemara, Oma Mazutra, Loi Nitzricha, the reason why they were Metahe, this young girl, is Lesoicha Shemen Shel Truma, was in order to smear her with the Shemen, which is the Issa of Sicha, and we wanted to use the Shemen of Truma, and this is also as Alocha in Truma's Chutzlo, it's also, she has to be Tor, and if she's a Ketano, even if she's a Ketano Tmeo, also has the Issa of Sicha, and the reason is, says the Gemara, we learn this out from a Pasuk, V'lo Yichalelu, Es Kodshei B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yirimu La'Hashem, L'Rabbi Yitzes Asoch, V'es HaShoyse, the Gemara says, Shoyse doesn't need a Pasuk, the reason is, we learn this out from Sicha, that Sicha is also Bichlal Shtir, L'Rabbi Yitzes Asoch, K'Shoyse. V'ibo yisema mehocha, the Gemara brings the second pasuk, v'atovu yikamayim bekirbo yichashemem ba'atzmoisov, and this is the reason why she actually over here needed to have a tire of a tvila in order that she should be able to be, we should be able to go and smear her with this shemen of truma, which is normally also on a tomei because of the halacha of sicha kishtir. Now the Rishonim over here, which is Tosfos already by us, and other Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, they say, and they ask over here, Akash on the Gemara, that Lechayah wants the Gemara already brought down a posuk min HaTorah to teach us this issa of Sicha unto Tmeo, that there's a din of Lo Yichalelu to teach us that there's a issa of Sicha Kishtia. What is the point to bring down another posuk, which is only Medivri Kabbalah, the second posuk, Yiboyisema Mehocha, a posuk in Tehillim, Vatovi Kamayim Bekilboy Hashem, and Beatzmoisov, Lechayah, we have a issa de Reisa. What is the point to bring down a posuk and from here, says Rabbi Nutam, brought down in the other Rishonim, they also hold so, the Rashbon Ritzvo, that it seems like from the Gemara, that even the first Pasuk also is only a smachter, and the whole Issa over here in our Sugya is only Midr Abonon. And there's no Aloha Minatir, a Issa Sicha, to smear with Shemen of Truma in the case where she's Tomei. The Issa is only a person who's Tomei, a Oyel, or a Zor, who's Osa, is only Osa Ba'achila, and Osa Bishtia, but there's no Issa of Sicha. The whole din of Sicha is only Midr Abonon. The first Pasuk also is only a smachter, and therefore the Gemara brings down another Pasuk, which are all asmachta mid rabbonon, and therefore it's discussed in other places. The Rishonim discuss what will be by other Yisurim. Over here by Truma, we have this new gzeira mid rabbonon of Sicha Kishtia, but other Yisurim, which are only Yisuri Achila, there's no Issa at all to go and do Sicha Beshumon with the fat of a Chazir, which is only also Ba'achila. The pig's meat is also Ba'achila, but the Shumon, the fat, is actually Mutter, according to this Deya in the Rishonim, and this is paskened like this in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shincha Vav, Zifyud, that the Issa of Sicha Kishtia is only Midr Abonon, and only said by Truma, which is Alocha, because of our Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Beis Amed Aleph. Now, there's a very interesting question asked over here by the Ran, and asks the Ran from our Gemara, built on these Rishonim, who they hold, that the Issa of Sicha is only Midr Abonon. Says the Ran, if so, over here we're discussing a Ktano, a child who's just now born, and we want to smear her over here with Shemen Shel Truma. L'chayra, the Issa is not on the child, but the Issa is on the parents, who they are using this Shemen Shel Truma, and they're being over Issa Sicha, which would seem, l'chayra, this is an Issa of Sphere. There's an Issa mentioned in the Gemara, in Daf Yevomis, in Daf Kuf Yudaled Omed Aleph, that one is not allowed to be machil, you're not allowed to feed a cotton, macholei sasurois, this is a issa, midr abonon of sphere biodaim, it could be the deraisa over there, the shenim over there discuss, the issa of sphere over here, to give over to a cotton, biodaim, any macholei sasurois. Says the Ran, l'chayre, the issa over here, is the issa of sphere, that you're giving over to the cotton, who is a ktana over here, and she's tmeo, that she's being over now, the issa of sicha, which is said by Truma. Says the Ran, since we said now, it is mashma in Gemara, that even the first pasuk is only a smachta, it is only a issa mid rabbonon. L'chayra, this is a kasha on the Rishonim, the Rashba, who says in Yevomis, Afkuf Yudaled Omed Aleph, that the issa of sphere is only a issa by issuri de reisa, where it is only a issa de rabbonon. Then there's no problem at all to give over to the tinoi, to give to me machilim, and to even to lead him up to macholei sasuri, if it's only a issa mid rabbonon. Therefore, says the Ran L'chayra in our Gemara, since the whole Issa over here is only Issa de Rabbonon, what should be the tool the Issa to go and be Seicha, the Ketano, B'Shemen Shel Truma, and Mamela, we have to understand what was the purpose over here, that they had to go and be Matai, and it be Lua Koidem Le'imo. Says the Ran Yisoid, that even if the Rashba, like he's Miyasid over there, like he says over there in the Yevomis, that the Issa of Sofinon, to give over to a cotton, is only by Yisuri de Reitze, but over here by the Truma, there's still a problem because he's not allowed to be Metami, the Truma, Biodai. Now the Ran doesn't explain too much what he means. Ibn Kveiga over here explains the Havana of what the Ran's Teretz is and explains Ibn Kveiga that Be'emes by Truma, besides the Issa of the Tuma, which the din is that you're not allowed to touch Truma, this din Be'emes doesn't apply over here by Truma's Chutzlaritz. Truma's Chutzlaritz, the Gemara says, it's no Issa Negia to be Metame the Truma. There's no problem of to be Metame the Truma. And therefore over here, we cannot really L'chayra to say that the reason why we're not allowed to do it is because it's called a Metame Biodaim, because actual Maisa Negia is not also by Truma's Chutz Loretz. But explains it by Kveiger that what the Ram means to say is that besides Issa Sofinon over here, there's a din mitzad mishmeres. The halacha is that we have to guard the truma for not becoming tomei. This is a din mitzad the chefsa of the truma. You're not allowed to be mafsid the truma. And therefore, even though there's no actual issa of a maisa negia to be metame the truma, but there's still a din that you're not allowed to go and ruin this truma. There's a still mishmeres to guard the truma. And therefore this applies, says Rabbi Kveiga, even by Trumas Chutzlo, it's also that it has to be guarded as a Din Mishmeres, and this is what the Ran is referring to, that even though it could be the Issa Safinon over here does not apply, because over here the Rashba says in Yevomis, it says only Issa de Rabbonon, and there's no Issa of Safinon, but over here it is called that the person, the parents themselves, are being over Issa Biodayim, they're being mafsid and being metame the Truma, and therefore they are taking away the guard of the Mishmeres, which is a din, even in Trumas Chutzlor, it's even though there's no actual Maisa Tumah of a Negiah, there's no Issa, which is different than Trumas Eretz Yisrael, but the din of Mishmeres still applies, and therefore says Rabbi Kveiga Pshat in Iran, this is why this is also over here, even though there's no din Safinon, but we can consider the din Mishmeres as being Metami the Trumah, this is a din which is doing Biodaim, and therefore this is the reason why it was needed to go and be Metai, this ktano and it bilua koidim leimo. The very similar idea we find in Avnei Miluim. Also in the Tshuva in Siman Yud Ches, he discusses these two points over here. We have by Truma a maaser of metame biodayim, which actually by Truma's chutzlois does not have a issa to be metame the Truma, but there is a din of mishmeres that the chefs of the Truma has to stay in its pure form, and therefore even if it be going to be metame, it is actually going to ruin this din mishmeres. This is a issa which we can consider over here a maaser biodayim. And therefore, there had to be that this ketano had to become a tohira. Now, even though we said Rabbi Notam is the shitter walls over here, that sicha kishtia is only midrabonon, the other rishonim Rashba, the Ritva, many rishonim go this way. But lemaisa, it is not a davar muskim, not everyone agrees. The Ramban over here says that even though normally by all isurim it could be there's no din of sicha kishtia, but over here it is a gzeris hakosu by truma, a deraisa diga alocha, that the din is sicha kishtia. And the Biskarov is Mazbe in the Sefer, at the back in the letters, in Daf Ayin Ches. He says, if you look in the Rambam, also it will seem like this day of the Ramban, that the spin of the Posuk, the first Posuk of Lo Yichalelu, is actually a Posuk, which is Minatoria, and there's a din Be'emes or Halocha, Minatoria that Sicha Kishtia by Truma. And he explains the Biskarov, the reason why by Truma we have over here, a Gzeris HaKosuv that Sicha Kishtia, which we do not find by other Yisurim, by other Yisurim, there's no halacha of Sicha Kishtia, explains the Biskarov, it is not just a halacha by Truma that it is different than other Yisurim, but it's fundamentally different, the gedder of Sicha Kishtia over here by Truma. And explains the Biskarov, the Pshat is, that Be'emes, if we want to know whether the Maisa Sicha is considered like someone is drinking Truma, that it is considered a Maisa Shtia or a Maisa Achila, this is not a halacha, there's no din that Sicha has a halacha of a Maisa Shtia or a Maisa Achila. And therefore, if you want to know, even by Truma also, if a person who's a Tomei, and he has an Issa to go and eat Truma, and he has an Issa to drink Tuma, the Truma, the halacha is that Sicha is not going to be considered a Maisa Achila and a Maisa Shtia, and he won't be over any Malkus, he won't get any Issa of Achila and a Shtia of Truma, because Sicha hasn't got a din of Shtia just like every other Issa also. The only din which we find over here in our Gemara, new Posuk of Lo Yichalelu, explains the Biskarov, this is a new halacha in Truma, which only applies to Truma only, and this is a din mitzad cheftza of Truma. Truma is given for certain purposes. There's ideas of shimushim, which the chefs of the truma has to be done. There's achila and shtias. This is the te'eles and the tachlis, the matorah, the purpose of the truma is given for certain things. And it's given over for achila and for shtia. And one of the ideas of the truma that it could be used also for sicha, to go and use shemen shel truma, one can also go and use it with the maisa sicha. Over here, the Pasuk tells us, V'lo yichalelu, that if this mit din, mitzad the chefza of the truma, if someone is tomei, then it's be mevatel the din of the chefza, that this din is given over for sicha only for someone who's tori and not for someone who's tomei. Therefore, even though, if you want to know, is he being over a maisa shtia, he doesn't get any malchus. He doesn't get any lav, because he's not actually considered someone who's eating the truma by the fact that he's doing a sicha. Because halacha is that minatoria, we don't find any place of sicha kishtia. By Truma, there's a new halacha that he's been mevatel the heft of the Truma, the dinim which the Truma is given for. It is given for certain dinim, and now he's been mevatel these dinim by using it for, in the case of a sicha, of someone who's Tomei. And this is what the Gemara tells us, that we have to go and be metai, this ktano. This is actually a deraisa, the halacha, but not an issa on the meisa, but it's an issa mitzah, the heft of Truma, that he's been mevatel the heft and the idea of the purpose of this Truma, that it is given over to be eaten and to be drunk, and also for the sicha of someone who's Tori and not for someone who's Tomei. This is the pasuk over here, v'lo yichalelu, and therefore the Biskirov over there explains that this is the reason why the Gemara brings down to Psukim, teaching us this halacha, that the idea of the chetz of the truma, this is actually could be a deraisa diga halacha, even though there's not actually considered a maisa achila, and therefore it's mevor in the Rambam, the Biskirov is very marich to explain that there's no actual any malchus on this Maisa Sicha, even though it is actually Itza the Reisam, it's at the Heftza of the Truma that is Mimavatl, the din of the Truma. This is how the Biskirov explains the Shitta of the Rambam. Now moving over into the end of the Omer, the Lamed Beis Amed Aleph, the Gemara brings down in the next Sugya a din, a Makur, teaching us that the Tumas Nido is already straight away, she does not any Tinukis, a Philippasim Echod, this Tomei Nido. And says the Gemara, we learn this out from the Pasuk. It says in Pasuk Ve'isha that we're married by even a Bas Yoim Echad. Then the Gemara asks a stira from a different braisa that we learn when it comes to the Tumas Mishameshes. The Pasuk says also Ve'ish Ki Ish Kavetz Isha Shechvazera. Over there we learn out that we need to have a Tinoikis who's at least 3 years old. And says the Gemara, why over here do we use the Pasuk and the Ribui by Nida, that the Dam Nida is Metami straight away, whereas in the Tumah of Mishameshes, it is only when she's 3 years old. And the Gemara says one is a kro, one is a hilchasa, and the maskona is that the halacha tells us that in order to have the tumas mishameshes, she is only tomei in the case where she's already bas gimel shon in v'yoyim echod, whereas tumas nida is a pasuk that even a bas yoyim echod is tomei. Now, be'emes, there's a very poshet akasha over here in the Gemara. The Oruch Lener asks over here, poshet pshat, why does the Gemara feel that this is a stira between the two droshes? L'chariva, the first drosha, which is a din of dam nidois, this does not need to have any maisa bia, as long as she has dam coming out even of an epnuyo as tomei, and therefore the Gemara holds that misvore should be that we have a ribui of ve'isha teaching us that any age of the tinoika is afila bas yoyim echod, she's already tomei with this tumas nida. Whereas in the second braisa, which the tuma is a tuma of mishameshes, that she becomes tomei through the maisa bia, like the pasuk says, ve'ish ki ishka ves isha shich vazera, there needs to be a maisa bia, maisa shchiva. There, of course, we need to have someone who's already 3 years old, because the halacha is that someone who's under three, she's not roi lebia. And since she doesn't have, she's not roi lebia, it is not called a maisa bia, she's not included in the pasuk of ish ki ishka ves isha, because she's not included in someone who's roi lebia. Mechayra, the Gemara later on says, Oruch Lenein, Daf Mem Dalet Omet Beis, we have many different miutim because of this halacha, the Aisha, Pochus, whose Pchusom Ibas Gimel is not Roi Lebia. Mameila, if you want to know why over here do we have to have the Ribi only on 3 years old, Mechayra, the answer is Poshet. Because even if it'll be a Gzis HaKosu V'Halocha, or a Pasuk Misvora, we have to differentiate between Tumas Nida and Tumas Mishameshes, which needs to have a Maisa Bia. L'chere, why does the Gemara have to say that one is a Kro, and one is actually a Hilchese? Memeila says, L'chilaneh, a Chidush, that L'chere, the Gemara over here, that says the Maskoner, or tells us that the second Pasuk is a Hilchese, this is Be'emes the Halocha, which we always know, that the halacha is that the tumah of mishameshes is only by 3 years old, is actually telling us the halacha that only from someone who's bas gimel shonim v'yoyim echod, then she's roi lebia. And this is actually the hilchasa of our Gemara. It is not a hilchasa for the tumah of mishameshes. It is telling us bichlal that this isha is now roi lebia only from when she's 3 years old, but without this halacha, we would say that already from the beginning is already someone who's roi lebia, and therefore should have a tumas mishameshes, and the halacha by us in the Gemara is be'emes gufa the mekuri of this din, which we know all over Shas, that only someone who's bas gimel shonim is roi lebia. This halacha Oruch Lenei over here explains our Gemara, and with this he answers the lashon of the Rambam in Ovos HaTumas in Perikei, halacha Tes. The Rambam says the reason why Pochis Mibas Sholosh is not Nitmas, She does not become Tomei with the Tumah Meshameshes, says the Rambam. We learn this off on a posuk, it says, Ishki Ishka Ves Isho, which is Mashmash, she has to be Roi Lebir. And the Mishnah Melech, at the beginning of Mishka V'Moishov, in Perik Aleph Halocha Aleph, he asks, that this is Neged our Gemara. The Gemara Baals tells us, the reason is, this is a Halocha, that she has to wait until she's 3 years old. Says Olchel in there, that if we learn that the Halocha is Gufa teaching us, that she only becomes a basbir, and she's only roi lebir only when she's 3 years old. When Meila the Rambam holds that this is now automatically included back into the pasuk, that it is missing in the ishki yishkav, in the maisa shchiva is missing if she's not 3 years old, and this is the reason why we actually have to have someone who's bashol yishonim. This is gufa the hilchas are teaching us, not din in tumas meshameshes, but actually bichlal telling us the halacha, which we always know, that only someone who's 3 years old is roi lebir. This is the way the Ochlin over here explains the Gemara, and answering with this, the Lashon of the Rambam. Now moving further on in the Gemara and Amid Beis, the Gemara brings down Droshes, teaching us the Alochas and the various colors of the Tumah which the Ish has and the Isho has. And the Gemara tells us that the Tumah of the Ish is always Belovon. He's only Tomei with the Tumah of Lovon, which is Ziva and Shechva Zera, whereas the Ish has a Miut, that he's mismayit if he has oidem, lemiute ish me oidem. It's mavur in the Gemara at the beginning. Before we get to the second din, the other way around, the isho mi loiven, we'll first discuss this Gemara of ish me oidem. Rashi explains that be'emes the maskona, we have two miutim. The Gemara explains, chad lemiute mishich vazera, v'chad lemiute midam. We have two psukim to tell us that the only way the ish is going to become tomei is only if he has lovon, a mari lovon, the white color, but not in the case where it's going to be oidem. Explains Rashi, that be'emes the person, the ish himself, has a tumah of a zav, which is lovon, so too shechvazera, which is lovon. And the first miut is, that in the case where he sees dam, even though this also might be considered a ziva, but we cannot consider this person that is tomei bezav, even though by Isha, the way she becomes Tommy with a Tumah Ziva is also through Dam, but the Ish himself has a Miut, that the Muta Ish me oidem. This is the first Miut. He does not become Tommy when he sees Dam. He does not become Tommy with the Tumah Ziva only when he has Ziva itself, which is Lovon. The second Miut, says Rashi, is a Miut in the Pasha of Keri, in the case of Shechva Zera. There is also a Miut telling us that only Shechva Zera Levono is Metame, but if he has red Shechva Zera, it's not Bichlal this Tumah. Now, the reason behind the Gzeres HaKosuv, that he has a Miut over here, that is Shechva Zera Dumo, the red Shechva Zera is not Metame, the Gemara doesn't explain. It could be a Gzeres HaKosuv, on the color of the red is not Metame, but the Rambam tells us a reason, and the Rambam is in Ovas HaTumis in Perikei Aloche Gimel, more so in more Marich Nakdome to Perisha Mishnayis in Tyrus, and explains the Rambam that originally the Shechva Zera originates from the dam, and later on it becomes Nispashil, and only once it's Nispashil, then it turns into the color white, which is Metame the Ish. Whereas Shechva Zera Adumo, says the Rambam, it is Einoi Mevushel, it's not totally ready yet. And the Main Aftoyach, in the safe over there on the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, in Amon Lamed Ches, he explains that it is Memele Einoi Ro'uyo La'azriya, it is not Roy to be Mazriya, and therefore this Shechva Zera is not Metame, it does not have any of the dinim of Shechva Zera, all of the halochas, the various halochas, he goes through the dinim of the tumas of Shechva Zera, that it is Metame the person, and the chefza is Tommy if someone touches it, whereas the Shechva Zera Adumos as a Rambam, it is Loinis Bashil, it is not fully ripened yet, it is not ready, and therefore it is not Royal Azriya. This is the miut over here in the Gemara, of the second miut of Lemuta Ish Me'oidem. Now, as we mentioned, in the end of the Gemara, we have a miut, the exact opposite, by the Isha. The Isha normally is Tomei when she sees Dam. If it's the man of the Nidu, she's Tomei Nidu. Later on, in Yud Aleph Yoim, she becomes Tomei Ziva, also through Dam. And the Gemara tells us, as a miut, that the Isha is Nismait if she sees Loiven. Isha mi Loiven does not have any tumor when she sees the white, the color white. Now, on this miut over here in the Gemara, there's a very Yesodus Diga Machlekes Rishonim, which is based over here in Tosfos, brings down this question from the Rivon, who is the son-in-law of Rashi. The Rishonim bring down that this was actually a discussion the Rivon had with his father-in-law, with Rashi. And the Rivon asked on our Gemara to his father-in-law Rashi, that we have to understand, why do we need to have a miut over here telling us that the Isha does not have a tumor when she sees Loiven? The Gemara taught us already earlier in Daf Yutes, we have special marriage domim, which is only four different colors, which are Matame the Isha. When she sees them, it has to be the color red. And this is what the Gemara teaches us earlier. We only have Dalet Domim, which are Tame. And any other color, the Yorik, and all other colors mentioned earlier in Daf Yutes, are all Nismay, that she's not become Tame, even though she sees them with the other colors. They're not married to Meris. Mamela asked the Rivon, why do we have to have a new Mekre over here that Isha we see is married Dam Lovon? Why should we say that she should become Tame? She's already included in the Miutim earlier in Daf Yutes. And Rashi answered him, which Tosfos brings down over here in Devar Maschil Miuta, that the Havamina would have been that since we find by the Ish that he becomes Tomei, the man becomes Tomei with a married Lovon, maybe she herself, the Isha, even though she only has four married Tomeis and any other color is not enough, but maybe the married Lovon is a married which is Tomei, just like we find by the Ish. Maybe, says Tosfos, this is only a Gilui Milsa Balma, teaching us that this is also called a Mari, which is Tomei, and therefore there's a need, we need to have a special meal over here, on this color white, that the Isha is not Tomei. This is how Tosfos over here brings down the Gemara, the discussion over here between the Rivon and Rashi, and Behemoth the Mashah, and it seems on the Pashas of Tosfos, the way the Mashah explains, the Ramban brings down such a tzad, that it seems when Tosfos understands the answer of Rashi is, that there would be a Havamina, without our extra miut over here in the sugya, we would have thought that the Isha is Tomei Nida. She becomes a real Nida or a Zova. In the case where she's in Yudalef Yoim, she's going to become Tomei with this color dam. In the case where she sees white dam, even though it is not a Maria Tomei from the Gemara earlier, but maybe Misvara we would have said, Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, that this Maria is also Tomei, and this would have made her into a Nida, and she's now become Tomei, a Tumas Nida. This is how the Tosfos over here brings down from the Teretz onto the Rivon's Kasha. Now, Be'emes, this is a Chiddush, to say that she should have a Tumas Nida with this color white, because we learn this out from Ish. We pointed out earlier that the Ish himself, he becomes Tomei when he sees Shechvat Zera, we see Ziva, which is normally white, but normally one would understand that there's no Akpoda on the color of the Shechvat Zera. As we said from the Rambam, the only reason why the red Shechvat Zera is Nismayit, he does not become Tomei, it's not because of the color, it's only because it is not Mevushel. It would seem in the Rambam that there's no Behemoth Hakpoda on the color, that there is a new color of white, which is Metami the Ish, which Tosfos says would have been a Makori to teach us, that maybe the Isha also has this new color white, which is Tomei, which will make her into a Nida. Chiddush in Tosfos to say that we see from the Tumah of the Ish, that there's a Hakpoda of the Tumah, of the color white, that could be a Gilui Milsa, to teach us to the dam of the Isha, that this dam white color should also be a color which is Tomei, which we find by the Ish. Chiddush, l'chayu akaponim according to the Rambam, it is not akpoda at all in the color of the Ish. L'chayu, this will be hard to learn out, the way Tosfos explains, there was a havamin over here to say that the white color of dam should be Tomei by a Isha. But akaponim, this is the shita of Tosfos. But the Ramban himself brings down an end from Rashi, a different mahalach over here to answer the kasha of the Rivon. And this is also brought down over here by us on the Tosfos Rosh in the Gilin on the side of the Gemara. And they explain that Behemoth and Nechanami, in order for her to become a Nida or a Zova, she has to see one of the four colors of Dam mentioned earlier in the Gemara Daf Yutes. The Avamin of the Gemara by us is that maybe she has a new Tumah Mechudeshes. We shall learn out from a Ish that just like a Ish who sees Shechvat Zera becomes Tumas Erev, he becomes Tomei for the day, so too this Isha, even though she's not going to become a Nida, she won't become a Zova, but maybe she has a new Tumas Erev, because she has this Maria Lovon coming out, which will be learnt out from the parasha of Shechvat Zera of the Ish, that she should become Tomei. And on this we need to have a Miut teaching us, Lemiuta Isha Miloiven, that she does not have this new Tumah of a Tumas Erev, a new Mechudishtika Tumah, which we would have learnt out of the Parsha from Shechvat Zera of Ish. And the Ramban Adzon, that Behemoth the Havamina would have only been a Tumah Letairis, it wouldn't have been a Tumah Lebailo, she would not become Asa to her husband, because just like the Shechvat Zera of the husband does not become Asa to his wife, so too the other way around, says Ramban, she would not become Asa to her husband, and it is only a Chiddush to teach us that she's not Tomei Letairis. This would have been a Havamin of a Tumas Erev. Memeila, we have here a Machlikas Yishrinim. What would have been a Havamin over here of a Isha Miloiven? Would we say that the Isha becomes Tomei, Bedam, Nida, and she becomes a Nida Gemura or a Zova in the case where she sees white dam, because we learn out the color of the dam? And this is the Sugi over here discussing the colors of the white color which you'll be able to learn this out from a ish. Or there's a whole new mahalach in the Ramban and the Tosfos, so y'all should understand. We're not discussing the color in order that she should become a nidah or a zavah. Over here we have a new avamina that she should become tomei betumas erev, just like the Sheikh Vazer, which is a new tumor, and on that we need to have a miut over here, le miuta isha mi loiven. Now just one final point over here on this daf, is the braces over here in the Gemara on Amud Beis, telling us the alochas of the cotton when he becomes tomei with tumas keri, and when he becomes tomei betumas ziva. And the Gemara says, the maskona, that there's a difference between the two of them. We have a gziris hakosuv, that in Tumas Ziva of Ish, telling us that the cotton already straight away when it's Ben Yoim Echod, he becomes Tomei, but Tumas Ziva, he can become a Zov. Whereas when we're discussing the Tumah of Keri, there's a Locha that he only becomes Tomei when it's Ben Teisha Shonim Yoim Echod, only then he has a Tumah of being a Baal Keri, whereas earlier he does not become a Baal Keri. This is Maskon of our Gemara, and there's no Chilek, this is the Stam of the Gemara, there's a Locha, Halacha Moshe Mesinai telling us that Baal Keri is only Miteisha Shonim V'Yoyim Echad. And from our Gemara, many ask on the very famous Mogen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach, the Mogen Avraham in Siman Tov Nun Zayin, in Sifkotan Zayin, he brings down that even though, says the Mogen Avraham, normally we can take on that someone who's younger than 9 years old did not yet see Keri, but this is only in a case where it's mitzvah, we don't know what happened. But in a case where we know definitely that he already saw Keri, says the Magen Avraham, he becomes Tomei, he becomes a Baal Keri, even miyoyim echod, from 1 day old, he already becomes a Baal Keri. And over there, on the Choyk Yankiv, already asks, since we've gotten Yud Beis, and the Dogna Mevovah, the Nidibuda over there at the side of the Magen Avraham, they ask, that L'chirish Temitzeh, it's neged al Gemara. The Gemara says, Beforish in our Gemara, that there's a difference between Ziva and Keri. And over there, the Mogen Avraham is discussing becoming a Baal Keri, and this is only, says the Gemara, by us, says Alochemish Misinai, only from Ben Tes Shoni V'Yoyim Echod, even though he becomes a Zov already from the beginning, but in a Keri, he only becomes from Ben Teisha Shonim, L'chiri, this is Neged, the Aloch of the Mogen Avraham, who says that I could become a Baal Keri already earlier, Mi Ben Yoyim Echod. Now, Be'emes, even though the Mogen Avraham doesn't bring down a Mekur, but Rebbe Kiveya, in a different place, in Gilyon of the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoyodea, in Simen Shinchof Gimel, he brings down that there are Mefuyash in the Rishonim already, who say this din of the Mogen Avraham, and this is found in the Ravon, in his din Sefer, in Simen Nun Dalet, so to the Yoreim, in Simen Shin Tzadik Aleph, they both say this Aloch of the Mogen Avraham, and Rebbe Kiveya writes over there in Yoyodea, he's Metzayin, and he says that this is like the Shitta of the Mogen Avraham, that a person can become a Baal Keri already right at the beginning of his life, he doesn't have to wait to become Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yoyim Echod, even though L'Chorya, it is Neged Al Gemara, the Gemara over here says clearly that the din is only be Ben Teisha Shonim V'Yoyim Echod. The Yoreim himself, when he brings down this din that he becomes Tomei straight away, he becomes a Baal Keri, he mentions that in the Sifri we find a drosha to tell us that he does not become a Baal Keri only later on, only Mi Ben Tes, and he explains that the drosha of the Sifri is only from the din of Shiluach Machnois that has to be sent out of the Machne. This din is only when he's 10 years old, when he's 9 years old, whereas straight away he becomes Tomei. This is the Alocha, says Yoreim, even though L'chir and our Gemara, L'chir is Mefurish and Miut, even from the Tumah itself, and not just from the Parsha of Shiluach Machnois, which is a drosh over there in the Sifri, Memela, L'chir, our Gemara, it is still shver to go Mimazbe, that we're talking only about the Alocha of Shiluach Machnois. But there is a Mahalach, you say this thing, a Mahalach, mentioned, discussed in that Svarim of the Achronim, amongst them, is the main Aftoyach, in Amon Lamedzain, Parpayutes, the Shvusi Akiv in his Tshuva in Chilek Aleph Simchav Beis, the Chidah, also discusses this in Berke Yosef in Erechaim, in Simtof Nun Zayin, in Sivkotan Beis. And they also discuss that maybe there's a tzad that the Rishonim understood our Gemara, that Be'emes is a difference between the Keri itself, the Heftza of the Keri, and the person who's actually seeing the Keri. Because the Gemara earlier in Daf Chof Beis discussed that maybe the reason why a person becomes a Baal Keri, becomes Tomei, is either because of Maga, because he actually touches the Keri when it comes out, or because of Roya, because he actually saw the Keri, this alone is the Tumah. Say the Achrinim, if we're going to understand that the Tumah of Baal Keri is actually Midin Roya, not because he's touching the Keri, because he saw the Keri and this alone is enough of a Tumah, Mamela, maybe one can differentiate and say that even if the Keri itself is not Tomei, and therefore if someone later on will touch this keri, it does not become Tomei, but the person himself who saw the keri, he still becomes Tomei, because he actually still has a halacha of a royeh. And therefore, over here, could be the Ravon, the Yerim, and maybe this Mogen Avraham, they understood. The mute over here in the Gemara that tells us that Ben Tes Shonim becomes Tomei is not actually referring to the person himself. It's referring to the Keri, and if someone else touches this Keri, and well, this Keri goes on to Adam V'Kelim. On this, we have a mute over here in the Gemara telling us that only when it's Ben Tes Shonim V'Yerim Echov, then his Keri itself is Tomei. But the person himself, this is the Mogen Avraham understood, that the person himself has always got a locha of a yoreh to say that the person becomes Tomei, even though his keri actually has not got koyach to be metame, but maga, and therefore his Tomei is only going to be midin yoreh. But the locha is, there could be a difference between the person who's seeing and the Ben Tes Shonim is only a miut on the chefta of the keri. This could be an explanation over here to understand the din of the Rishonim that shouldn't be a steer at our Gemara. And this is Bemis Sugya later on also, and later on in the Periyak over here, different miutim which we have in the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, in the miut over here of the Ben Tes Shonim Yei Mechod, the Meridike Chidush from the Mogen Avraham La'alocha, that even though the Pashtus of our Gemara is Mefurish, that he only becomes Tomei be Ben Tes Shonim Yei Mechod, but says the Mogen Avraham, Be'emeth, the Tumah he has, the person himself, the cotton himself becomes Tomei Miyad, and he has a loch of a balkeri, even mi ben yuim echod, just like Ziva. This is a chidush of the Mogen Avraham, as we mentioned also in the Avon and in the Yerim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.